All right, now we're here. It's Sunday. We're cooling off. Let's get into my chat today. Right now, today I want to know from you, is slow dancing like a thing of the past? Is this the generation where the romance of asking someone for a dance ended? Now I want to know from you. You can send me a WhatsApp, the number 061-792-9495. And I just want to be clear, I'm not saying that it's the end. I haven't been like to a proper club situation for maybe 7-8 years. I don't even know, like, young people. Look here, young people. I don't know what you'll do to hang out. Like, I don't know where's the vibes. So let's just start there first. Young people, are you really, like, meeting everyone that you know online? Or, I don't know, at university or whatever. I don't know. Is that where the romance is? Like, in those spaces? Because I'm asking, because in my days, you had to go out if you wanted to meet someone. You had to go to a dance or a club or a wedding or some kind of function. And when you had the function, generally, there was music. So that was the situation. You have to time it now to the music, to when the DJ plays the slow songs. And we are going to get into technique properly later on in the show. But before we get into the whole story, I just want to start with the questions. So for the youngsters, I want to know from you now, have you, like, when I say youngsters, I'm talking about anyone under 25. Have you ever even slow danced with someone? I don't mean like actual matric dance. I mean outside of that, like in a social situation. Have you guys, do you all slow dance? Like, does that happen? And then for us now, for the rest of us, right? I want to know, tell me your best slow dance story. I'm going to ask you a lot about your technique, like of how you pick people up to dance and all that as we go on. But let's just start with your favorite one. Tell me the most memorable one. It can be your wedding day one, obviously. But whatever it was, even if it wasn't that, let me know. The number is 061-792-9495. Send me a message, or even better, send me a voice note. And you can tell KZN yourself. We're going to come back with your answers and your... As I said, I already got some already. Featuring Romina Johnson here on East Coast Radio. The song is called Moving Too Fast. Now, my name is Neil Green. I'm taking you through until 6 p.m. this Sunday and every Sunday here on Old School Sundays. But check here. The song's called Moving Too Fast and it goes perfectly. Perfectly with today's topic. Because what we're talking about today, my question that I had for you at the top was... Is slow dancing a thing of the past? Is this generation that we're currently in? Did you guys end the romance of asking someone for a dance? So I asked you for your thoughts and they've been coming through. And first I got this one, this voice note that I got. It was a message of support. I like this one. Let me play this one for you.
Hi, Neil. It's Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I just want to say why the music is changing with the generations and people seem to like this fast, loud, bang, right. Bang music. That's why. Ed Sheeran has made it so big. He's brought some of that love back. And
yes.
People love.
Yes, because we realized that we were missing that, right? Like, that's why Ed's doing the things that he's doing. But anyway, we're going to leave it there. My man, Zayn sends a message. He says, how's it, Neil? Slow jamming is a thing of the past. We strictly umunye when we're out now. You know what I'm saying, Zayn? I can't argue with that. I'm not against that. I'm just saying we should have a time, you know? No, when we finish, break it down properly, you know, to ask someone, hey. But anyway, Yamkela, I got questions here. Yamkela says, hey, East Coast Radio and all the listeners. It's Yamkela Msindo in Durban. And I remember my slow dance with my ex didn't end so well because I was still mastering my dance moves then. I can say the same about her too. Now, Yamkela, I just want to be clear, right? When I say slow dance, I mean actual slow, like slow dancing, right? It's not like a code word for something else. So if you're still learning your dance moves then, come on, slow dancing, not hard. There's only two steps involved. And I've got another voice note here that I want to play from Lawrence on the topic. Now, Lawrence, I like what you said, but I have to cut out one section there in the middle. Not for me. I agree with what you're saying, but I don't want to get involved in case this is, you know, some faulty people listening. You know what I'm saying? A bit more conservative. So I'm going to cut the section out over there. We'll just whistle when it comes to that part over there, right? But other than that, this is a firing message, my man. Let's play this one.
Hi there. My take on this entire thing is that slow dancing has been kicked to the curb for a very long time.
Right.
Nowadays, you don't even hear stuff like that in any parties or 21st birthdays or even at the clubs.
Sure.
What you've got is you've got your R&B music and you've got...
I told you I'm going to whistle over there. We're going to come back right here.
And that's now considered romantic or sexy.
Yeah.
It would be a shame if somebody had to pull somebody over in a dance floor and ask to do a slow dance because you relatively would be laughed at. Most of the times, only old people do that.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. Cheers and have a great day.